Hello, this is a prepaid collect call from
an inmate at
the Jackson Correctional Institution.
All calls, other than properly placed attorney calls, may be monitored and recorded.
To accept charges, press 1. To refuse charges, press 2.
If you would like to permanently block your number from receiving
Hello?
Calls from this facility, press
6.
For balance and rate quotes, press
Hello?
7. To accept charges, press 1. To refuse charges, press 2.
If you would like to permanently block your number from receiving calls from this facility...
Thank you for using...
CenturyLink.
You may start the conversation now.
This is Dante at Cottingham's Edge. And this morning I'm talking to fellow Racine native and football player for our Racine Raiders, Devron Davis. How you doing this morning, brother?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'd like to thank you, man, for taking the time to have a real love conversation about our city with me this morning. But before we get into the questions I got for you, man, I want to tell us a little bit about your experience of playing for the Raiders, man. It must be exciting.
Oh, man, it's real exciting. You know, I've been playing since 2008.
Okay.
Still kicking strong in 2017.
That's what's up.
I've been a starter for the past 5 years.
Okay.
No, make that 7 years. The past six years, I've been a starter.
All right. As a matter of fact, I've just seen you in the paper. Was it a couple of weeks ago? You were like the defensive player of the week.
Yes, sir.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. I mean, it's my understanding that you do some volunteering and some mentoring in the community as well. Tell us a little bit about that.
With the Racine Raiders organization, we always give back to the community for their love and support for us as an organization. But in the same aspect, you know, parents and kids look up to us as players and people in general. And, you know, they want to have their kids look up to us and, you know, adults look up to us as well, you know. But kids really look up to us, like, oh man, I want to, you know, play football just like you when I get older, and you know, I want to do the things that you do, and you know, things like that. So, you know, I try to give back my time as best as possible. You know, it was things that we missed out as when we were kids that we didn't have all this. So now, you know, I feel that, you know, what I didn't have growing up, why not give to the kids these days growing up? What we missed out on.
Absolutely. And personally, I believe that mentors is one of the things that's missing most in our community, and it's a big solution, man. It solves a lot of our problems, man. So I got mad love and much respect for you, man, for doing what you're doing.
Appreciate it.
And so you've been down in the town for a long time, so I'm interested in hearing your answer to this question here. So what do you believe? What do you believe are some of the major social issues plaguing Racine County right now?
My question is, what do you consider social issues?
Like,
you know, because that could be a wide stretch of problems that go on in the community.
Absolutely. We're crime, low poverty neighborhoods, unemployment, homelessness. Essentially where the question comes from essentially is, as you know, I've been locked up for 22 years now. And when I look back at Racine, when I came to prison, and I look at it now, I can kind of see some of the same issues that contributed to me coming to prison so early. They still exist out there today. Gangs, gun violence, kids growing up in areas that kind of influence the way they see themselves in the world. And so as I look back, it kind of makes me wonder, why are some of these same issues still out there after I've been in prison for so long? So I'm holding this dialogue to try to have some real conversations about why those issues are still happening, why they're occurring, and what's the solution to them. So as it relates to, like, poverty, unemployment, and any other issue that you see around the city, what do you think from your experiences, are some of the big issues, some of the major issues?
The biggest issue is the parents, you know, of the generations under us. You know, I'm 30 years old myself, obviously, and I grew up in the time frame that you guys grew up in. You know, you guys had a few more years on me. You know, you were my brother, one of my brothers, some of my cousins. But the poverty level is, people don't care. People don't have the work ethic that they used to have. You know, people used to be proud to go to work and say, I got a 9-to-5, or I need to go make money because I got to support myself and my kids and, you know, things like that. Nowadays, people are just like, it is what it is, whatever. You know,
all calls, other than properly placed attorney calls, will be monitored and recorded.
Like an I don't care attitude.
Exactly. I don't care. I guess I can go sell some drugs and I can make it by, you know, for a little bit of time, and so I have to go do it again. And essentially,
they're learning these tendencies and these ideas and these opinions from their parents. So you're saying like a lack of a strong, fundamental parent teaching in the household.
Exactly. And then, you know, the ones that are in a strong household with both parents, or a single parent that's a strong parent, you got peer pressure. And people fall under peer pressure too easy nowadays.
Okay.
You know, and everything's triggering. So, you know, you see someone on TV doing it, oh, let me try it. You know, if they're making all this money and they can do it, why not me? You know?
Okay.
And then you got the gangs and all that stuff. A lot of people, it's all falsified, you know?
Right.
Obviously, we grew up in society and we've seen a lot of things on TV, and, you know, back then, gangs were strong. Now, gangs are all weak. Everybody say that they're in such and such a gang.
Right.
And then with society telling you that you can go out and buy a gun and have concealed to carry, some people abuse that privilege.
No doubt. And now
it's making the world, you can't even say it's making the world a better place. It's making the world worse off than what it was 20 years ago.
And I agree with you that the most influential people in a lot of kids' life is their parents, no question about it. So strong parents, in most instances, result into strong kids. I agree with that 1,000%.
To a certain extent, though, because a lot of kids, their biggest influence is what they see on TV or what they see on the internet.
No doubt.
You know,
no doubt.
You got all these so-called rappers out nowadays, you know, putting on girl clothes and thinking it's okay. And now you got everyone in society thinking it's okay to put these clothes on. Or walk around with their hair looking like this and they think it's okay. Oh, this person can do it and make millions of dollars. Why can't I? You know, that's the attitude that these kids have nowadays. You know, if somebody famous doing it, why not me? I don't care what my mama say. She at work doing what she doing over there and she can't control me because I'm my own person.
That
attitude is not an attitude to have.
Okay.
So
I come up influenced by the same thing. I remember coming up listening to that music, man, and watching them shows and mimicking them. I can look back now. You don't really acknowledge what you're doing at the time, but when I look back now, that's exactly what I was doing. So what you're saying is directly on point. It's a combination of issues. From what I'm hearing is not having a strong household and then being too easily influenced by the media and the environment.
Oh yeah, social media is and this is where your social media comes in. Social media is the biggest influence in life. You know, now they got Snapchat, MySpace. MySpace is done over it, but you got Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. If you're not on those things, you're a nobody.
No doubt.
You know, you gotta be on those social media sites to be a somebody. And at the same time, you have to be, you know, posting this all the time or posting that or talking like this or talking like that.
Absolutely.
I mean, to be honest with you, it's absurd. You know, I can't sit there and say nothing. You know, I have a Twitter, I have a Facebook, but my Facebook is used for talking to family and friends from college and long distance. My Twitter is, you know, I use it for football, you know, my semi-pro football, and then I use it to, you know, follow the NFL, the NBA, and sports like that. I don't do it for, you know, posting, yeah, I had me a bad day today.
And
put that as my status for anything. Then Snapchat, you know, you got all the filters on there. You can make a funny face, and it's a funny joking thing. Some people sit there and have full conversations on Snapchat like it's a text message.
No doubt. All right, so when you look at it, those two issues, from my standpoint, when you look as mentors, when you look at those two issues, or as leaders in the community, when you look at those two issues, when you got a lot of kids coming up, where one, their household, their parenting isn't as strong as it should be, and then you see that they're easily influenced by all of the social media and the media. So you look at these two issues, and the goal is to produce a certain high quality individual, and that being the goal, with certain morals and certain characteristics. That's the goal. So when you look at the problem, what do you believe the solution is? How about you articulate the solution to those two problems?
It starts in school. You know, it starts at home. You know, get these kids in school, make sure the teachers are structured to teach these kids. And, you know, I can't knock social media. Let it be. Okay. You know, if you want to have the social media, have the social media. I don't tell a kid not to have it, you know.
No doubt.
But at the same time, make sure you're doing everything else that's getting all your P's and Q's and dotting your I's and crossing your T's. Make sure all that stuff squared away first before you want to sit here and run around and have fun. You know, you only got one life to live, but if you want to make it somewhere in life, you have to get an education. And even still, now having a college degree, you might as well have a bachelor's or a master's in order to get a decent job somewhere.
Absolutely. Now, education is essential. There ain't no question about that.
Yeah, so if you don't have that, then you just gonna fall back into, you know, this rotating hamster wheel of everyday life that's going on with everyone else.
Absolutely. And for the parents that aren't as effective as they probably should be, what about some kind of focus or some kind of program or something for them to assist them in being more effective with their own kids? You think something like that would be effective?
It could be, you know, but how many people are actually going to show up to these classes, and how many people are actually going to admit they have a problem?
No doubt. No, they're not. And that's one of the main problems, is to get people engaged, try to give them some kind of incentive to participate. Hey, but I guess for the most part, though, the kids are by nature easily influenced, and that's been the problem, man, since the beginning of time, right? But that's where we come in at. Mentors like yourself and other brothers in the community that's respected, that's doing some good things, that's walking the walk, you know what I mean? Not just talking the talk, but walking the walk. Because I personally believe, especially being in prison all of this time, I see how the little brothers respond to me. Because I've walked the walk in here. And I see that they'll listen. So they will listen to the brothers that's walking the walk, that just ain't talking the talk. And so I think that's where we come in at with regards to influencing them in ways that kind of contradict or mitigate the influence of social media and a lot of the other weird influences that they got. I think that's where we come in. You agree with that?
I agree. I mean, they'll listen, but how much will they utilize after they're done listening?
Absolutely. And then lies the problem right there. That's a serious problem. Because personally, I believe that if I had ran into somebody or ran into something, before I came to prison, as you know, I came to prison when I was 17 years old, so I was still a teenager. So I'm a part of that population that we're referring to. But when I look back, I believe that there was something that could have helped me, that could have stopped me, that could have put me on a different path. I don't know exactly what, but I know that I was open and vulnerable to some kind of force. And trying to figure out what that is, I think that should be our aim, our goal, and our agenda. Because at the end of the day, I genuinely believe that every kid can be redirected and put on the path towards success. You agree with that?
Exactly.
Absolutely. And look, man. Hey, I want to thank you again, man, for taking the time to have this conversation, man. I enjoyed talking to you. It's been a long time. And I want you to know personally, that for me to you, you are representing yourself, your family, and the community in a phenomenal fashion. I got much love and respect for you, what you're doing. Love you to death, man. Thank you again. Thank you again for taking the time to talk to me this morning.
Oh, no problem. Love you, too.
Hey, this is Dante signing off at Cotton Young's Edge, where if we realize conversations, we are in opportunity solutions.
The caller has hung up.